You're listening to an IOE podcast from the UCL Institute of Education.
Powered by UCL Minds.
This is Research for the Real World. Conversations with researchers about the paths they've taken to shape our everyday lives.
This is Research for the Real World. See, you have to say it like that and then you say who you are, etc.
Okay, awesome. Let me try.
Sure.
This is Research for the Real World. My name is Laura Uthwaite.
Great, you nailed it.
Okay, thanks. What kind of things do I need to know about for being a good host?
I'd say curiosity, being patient, all the good stuff you need to be an engaged listener.
Awesome.
Maybe you should introduce yourself, Laura.
Hi everyone, my name is Dr. Laura Uthwaite and I'm a Senior Research Fellow at the IOE Center for Education Policy and Equalizing Opportunities.
And your favourite hobbies?
I really enjoy hiking, but my favourite part of the week is when I go and play tag rugby.
And your favourite pandemic series?
Oh, this is a hard one, but I really enjoyed RuPaul's Drag Race Season 2, the UK edition, of course.
Okay, I'll stop quizzing you. But everyone listen up, we have a new host. This is Laura.
Hello.
I'm passing on the baton as I'll be working on a new project called Academia et al., a new IOE podcast.
And I'll be joining the pod squad, as our series producer Amy calls it. And I'm really looking forward to meeting all the researchers here at UCL and hearing about the great work they've been getting up to.
Okay, so this is the part where we talk about the upcoming season.
Awesome. So season 12 is all about children, families and the pandemic.
I spoke to Professor Almudena Cevea on the impacts of COVID on learning inequalities and parental employment during the pandemic.
But working from home wasn't understood in the same way that it is understood now. So the challenges from working from home were generally overlooked. They were, so working from home was seen as a luxury and as kind of a time off to be able to maybe not work. And I think what people have understood now is that working from home is not necessarily easier than going to the office, right? So yeah, there was a director at the Bank of England talking today about the dangers of women staying at home in this virtual environment and losing out. And this is an old debate in the literature, because exactly women working from home and taking greater flexibility, the side effect of that is that they lose out on informal networks and career opportunities, right? And that it's a double-edged sword.
And Dr. Alice Goizes and Dr. Jenny Shanfro about using UK birth cohort studies to understand how the characteristics, circumstances, and outcomes of only children vary over the life course.
In that cohort, the only children have fewer advantages compared to children who are growing up with siblings, compared to children who were born in the 40s or in the 50s. And so although there is continuity between our study and that of prior studies, what we are able to show is that this gradient, this difference that we observe over time is explained by the fact that the characteristics of only child families have changed over time. And that explains why we observe these differences.
And I spoke to Professor Alice Bradbury about the role of schools in supporting families and children during lockdowns.
We found that actually some of the normal metrics about how you might think about schools in different circumstances began to change during COVID. So we would normally look at things like levels of free school meals as indications of levels of deprivation. But actually we found that one of the schools in our sample with very high free school meals actually had a relatively good experience, because most of their parents were employed in the public sector or in retail. So they all carried on working. And actually they had very good communication between the parents and the school. The parents were all very happy. Actually, the system worked very well. There were relatively low levels of COVID in that area of the country. And actually they'd had a pretty positive experience. In contrast, we had schools with lower free school meal figures to start with, who had had a really difficult time because the local parental employment base was based in travel. And so all the parents suddenly were furloughed or lost their jobs or had reduced hours. And an entirely new community was suddenly in financial distress. The school had to deal with that. And obviously they weren't being counted in free school meal figures or any other kind of official metrics of financial need.
And as a cheeky addition, we're going to be having a Best Bits episode of 2021. So join me and Kerry talking everything about families in the pandemic on this series on Research for the Real World.
Exclusively for IOE Podcasts. Research for the Real World is brought to you by the IOE Marketing and Communications team,
in association with IOE Research Development.
This podcast is presented by me, Dr. Kerry Wong,
and me, Dr. Sam Sims.
The theme music was created by Rob Cochran.
Tatiana Sotero-Diaz is the series advisor.
Amy Leibowitz is the series producer.
And Jason Illagan is the executive producer of the IOE podcast.
Thanks so much for downloading and listening to this IOE podcast from the UCL Institute of Education, University College London.